Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's party time. You're going to get invited to parties, lots and lots of parties, and you have to bring something. And it's got to make an impression.
It should, yeah, yeah.
So you did a little homework on that.
I did. I went up and down the aisles and found some things that I wanted to try, and I've settled on three that I think fill the bill. They're not terribly expensive, but they make a great impression when you take them to a party and you pour them for people.
Awesome.
Let's start with something. You want to have a nice big red cab, okay? Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with Cabernet Sauvignon, especially when it's about $18 a bottle.
That sounds really good.
This is the Rhino Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles. Kind of a fun name. What we have here is a big, juicy, easy-to-understand red wine. Okay? It's not complicated. You don't have to bust a brain cell trying to think about it. It's just really nice. The flavors are big and sweet. There's lots of ultra-sweet blackberry with notes of vanilla toffee and a little bit of bitter chocolate to it, which I think is a very, very nice combination.
Sure.
The juiciness of the wine will go very well with a wide variety of party foods from tacos to cheese dip. It's just a kind of big red that you can really work with a lot of things. I found one. It's an old friend that I was glad to see it again. And I love this wine, and it's a great value. This is Monte Volpi, which means Fox Mountain.
Gotcha.
Primo Rosso from Mendocino, 2014, $15. The folks who own this are very strongly connected with Italy, so they're trying to make...
I would never have guessed.
Yeah, never would have guessed. But right. This is a big, delicious, spicy, full-bodied red that has... it's just a lot of fun. In Mendocino, this is what they used to call the Big Red Blend. It's Zin, it's Carignan, and it's Pet. Translation, Zinfandel, Carignana, and Petite Syrah.
Right.
That really is classic. The nose shows you plum jam with a touch of spice, and add to that touches of spruce and dark chocolate. That's pretty good. On the palate, the wine is just shy of full body. It's a tad tannic, but the juiciness is really, you know, kind of overwhelms that. There's flavors, tart red cherry, for instance, blackberries, toffee flavors. Sprinkled over that is a pronounced sweet spiciness, kind of perky black pepper. And it just really, really makes it nice. I had it with pizza, and you couldn't have asked for a better dancing partner.
That's great.
It was just really, really fun.
Perky pepper and pepperoni.
That's right. Exactly what it was, Hugh. Here's a name that is very familiar to us, and I think it represents one of the most reliable producers in California. It's La Crema.
Yeah.
And their basic Chardonnay from Monterey, 2017, it's only $15 or $16. This really checks off all the boxes for classic California Chardonnay. It's got that kind of sweet nose of tropical fruits. There's soft, creamy mouthful, which is really nice. Rich fruit flavors, off dry, just a little bit, but it's all offset by just a hint of oak, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of this gargling splendors business. Just a little hint of oak, which is very flattering to Chardonnay. And it's the kind of thing that you pour for people, and they'll just smile as they drink it.
Yep.
You know, so I just believe that La Crema is the consumer's friend. So I'm going to put these three on the website. People can look them up and give them a try. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.